Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, 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 ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet, and it is Survivor Series Sunday, also known as Mac and Cheese Fest, and we are recording this podcast right now. To my left, the one, the only, Chad Showtime Schultz. How's it going?
It's good to be here, man. Doing all right.
It's good.
Got some things to say.
Oh, yeah, I bet you do.
Got some things to talk about. I've got some people to yell at. I've got some apologies to make. We're watching the pre-show right now. Man, Becky's got a shiner. I can't watch this. I'm going to end up yelling about it now.
Yeah.
To my left.
Eat a Timbit here. Here you go. To his left.
I bought the 20-pack for this reason.
The returning Devin Dudley, the rowdy one here. How you doing?
Good. My nickname is Babyface.
Babyface. Damn it. I fucked that up.
Right. I thought two out of four times. Now.
Oh. We'll get there. How you doing?
Good. Went to bed at like 2:30 in the morning last night, so I'm really tired.
Okay, so we'll just get we'll three claps it a lot here just to keep you awake here. That's what we will do on your behalf. We're gonna keep going down the line here. Also here, Mr. Demon Force, how you doing?
Oh, it's going pretty well.
Yeah.
Same with Showtime. I've got a lot of thoughts and opinions.
Yeah.
On I know you. What's been going on?
I know you enjoyed NXT last night.
Oh yes, the takeovers are always fantastic. It's definitely. The best work that WWE's doing right now is NXT TakeOvers.
Well, it was War Games. That's what I expect.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm digging
the Undisputed Era shirt. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, dope.
Of course. Yeah.
Also, a man who enjoyed War Games, Mojo Rally. How you doing?
Good.
Hyphen there, everybody. Hyphen there.
Doing good.
Got a little thing of fireball here.
Yep.
Got some Angry Orchard here. It's
ready
all good.
To start bitching about a certain female wrestler.
Is there more?
And that female wrestler, everybody. No longer the mustache. Cody Goats, how's it going?
Going great.
That's good.
Getting everything ready here for picking.
Yep, you're going to be the secretary here.
Yep, I got secretarial duties right now, and we're doing all right.
Yep.
I got some questions about what we're going to do point values, but we'll get into that in a minute.
Yep. I am your champion, and I will let you know all of the point values. So,
and the Cruiserweight titles too. That's all I know so far.
Oh boy.
I think it's the only title match.
It is. It is the only match scheduled for a
Cruiserweight.
Oh.
Yep. It's the only non-champion versus champion match, so it's the only match that can have a title change.
Exactly.
Yes. But, alright, guys. Start the show off here. I am Trebu Champ here. I am the reigning champ. And we have had the highest of highs on this show. And just this past week, I personally have experienced one of the lowest of lows in my life with my dad passing away this past week. And I just want to, on behalf of my family, thank all you guys and everybody for wishing us well wishes and everything. We really appreciate you. And I really appreciate pro wrestling for what it is because it really helps me get through some stuff. Like, I was feeling pretty down and I just turned on some old stuff and it helped me get by, you know, because my dad really didn't like pro wrestling, and he always thought it was, like, you know, fake or, like, a waste of time or whatever, but one of my favorite memories of him was one of his work friends got tickets to SmackDown, and he ended up talking him into going with him, and I had better seats than him, but I would just occasionally look over there and just see him just yelling at, like, one of the referees or something.
Nice. That sounds like your dad so awesome. Much.
Yeah. That's on character.
And, from that point on, he goes, wrestling's fake, but that Ryback will fuck everybody up. So, three claps for the Ryback. And I will miss my dad very dearly, and that's where I'm going to leave that. And we will talk about some more wrestling here, guys, to lighten the mood a little bit, right?
Yeah. Amen.
Let's talk about Nia Jax.
Oh, Lord.
Man.
Go away.
Talk about the wrestler. She's dead. She's injured like five or six other wrestlers just this year, right?
Yeah, she's put the hurt. She hurt Alexa at some point.
I was gonna say
she hurt
Alexa a couple.
She hurt Charlotte. She's not Alexa's on the shelf right now because of Ronda.
Yeah. I was gonna say yeah.
I think Ronda.
Right now, Alexa's on the shelf because of Ronda.
But no, Alexa was on the shelf earlier this year because of Nia. Bayley was on the shelf because of Nia. She pops. Becky, you know.
The best thing going right now in WWE.
I am very critical of women's wrestling. I'm the first to say that I don't think it adds up to men's wrestling, in my view. I was more excited about Becky versus Ronda than I was any other match.
I'll testify to that. You were talking about, do you see what Becky said about Ronda on Twitter?
No, like, Becky...
Because Showtime Schultz lives on the Twitter machine.
I do live on the Twitter machine. WWE has kind of been sleeping on Becky Lynch. You know, she's fine as a face, but really wasn't doing much. They struck gold with her as a heel.
Oh, man.
She's over with the crowd. Mm-hmm. She's great on the stick. She's killing everybody on Twitter. She's just doing a great job. She's a... Just ruling social media.
You can say she's the man. Yeah,
she's the man.
Well, the thing is, like, she's not even like the classic heel. She's more like, if you look at it in comic perspective, she's the anti-hero.
Because she
still appreciates the crowd.
She had a stone cold ass.
She's pushing stone cold status.
Yeah, she is strutting. Like, she knows she's the man, and she's walking and carrying herself very much. So.
I have never seen a transformation like that so quickly.
Yeah.
When she turned on Charlotte,
oh man,
Becky went to another level. Yep. Becky Lynch is the best female wrestler on the roster overall today.
Wow.
Not close.
Wow. I like Charlotte a lot.
I think Charlotte's a better in ring. I think
we're not talking in ring. We're talking
I'm talking big overall. Yes. All the things. Becky has an edge on Charlotte. I think Becky's personality is a little bit better. I think she's a little bit better on the mic. Charlotte's a little bit more technically sound, but Becky's no slouch either.
It's not a knock against her skills.
It's
very good.
Charlotte might be the best in-ring female competitor in the world, at least in WWE.
Yeah. The thing I didn't like about this whole situation was that Becky picked Charlotte to fight Ronda at the pay-per-view here tonight.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I personally, for storyline's sake, think she should have picked Asuka. Because what made Becky heel was her turning on Charlotte. Why would she do that? Like,
I think this speaks volumes to how, well, not necessarily, because I think this speaks to volumes of how much, like, even though Becky, you know, did what she did, like, turned on Charlotte, like, so she can actually get the title and be recognized the way she deserves and, you know, everything else, it also goes to show how much Becky does respect Charlotte in that, okay, you are definitely the toughest woman on this roster, because I've gone toe-to-toe with you several times, so I'm going to put my trust in you since I can't do this. Like, even though I would be the best choice, you are the second best option.
True to that. That is not what I'm saying for storyline's sake. I want to keep that feud going between Becky and Charlotte. Now there's mutual respect there. Gross. Disgusting.
I honestly feel really bad for WWE Creative in the past few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You lost Roman.
Yeah, Roman's
gone. You've had a bunch of other injuries. You put so much stock in Ronda Becky to sell your Survivor Series. And now Becky's hurt?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it... Well, we're going to talk about Daniel Bryan's shirt a bit. I think that's why the thing with Bryan happened, is because they're literally just going, we got to do something
to
get people talking.
With Becky, I mean, there, you know, a lot of bad happened because the most over woman on the roster is on the shelf now. But you will forever have that iconic look of her just with blood on her face.
Sure. Yeah, but this...
Beating down the Raw roster, and now they can have Becky and Ronda at WrestleMania.
Right. In all reality, this may be the best thing to happen to Becky here. No, not for her face's sake or for the pain's sake, but if you look at what happened with Stone Cold Steve Austin when he broke his neck, the fans were pissed they couldn't see him wrestle anymore. Yeah. And that's what really ultimately made the Austin-McMahon feud, is that McMahon was holding Austin back and was looking out for his best interest.
As long as WWE isn't cool off on Becky, which I don't think they will.
No,
I think it'll
be
fine.
Nope. Like, she's only going to be gone for a couple months max, I think. Sure. Just with a broken nose and
sure.
Like,
and there's no. I think it would be a good idea to keep her on camera, doing something.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Keep her backstage. You know,
have her talking. You obviously can't have her physically interacting with anybody because, you know, of safety reasons.
But yeah, I think we're gonna get champion versus champion at Mania.
But can we talk for a second about the fucking punch Nia Jax threw?
Oh
yeah,
my God.
Let's go ahead. Let's do it.
So we've got
SmackDown invaded Raw.
We've got to pull apart Schmoz bit. We've got a part of the show where, and if you're in battle royales, your Schmoz bits, you work light.
Yeah.
If you're throwing punches. You gotta throw. You're just throwing them quick and light, and you're not trying to throw real punches. Ronda I'm sorry. Naya. Okay. So Becky runs up on Naya, starts throwing punches. Naya's facing away from her. Naya just turns around and throws her weight into what looked like a boxing punch. It was a stiff shot. What I'm seeing people say is they go, that was a bad punch, and they go, actually, that's a great punch. If you're trying to win a fight, like, it's a horrible working punch, but if you were gonna put somebody down, you said, like, so, like, Naya, like, planted her feet. She didn't, like,
step into it, but she
threw her weight, upper body
it.
Into that.
She, like, did a complete, you know, 180 with her torso.
She did a follow through, and she hit her right square in the nose. If you're,
I think upper eye.
Was it upper eye area?
Yeah. It was, like, bridge and nose, which is where all the blood came from.
It was, like, right next to your nose and eye socket,
Because that's where all the blood came from, because she broke the bridge of her nose.
Yeah, they,
Because I initially thought she broke her nose, like, the lower part, you know what I mean? Because we've all seen that before, but yeah, it was closer to her eye. And
yeah, I mean, she's running around with a shiner.
Becky Lynch is the toughest son of a bitch in the WWE right now. To be bleeding from your face like that, and she, to continue to...
She didn't break character. Yeah,
same she character.
No, she hit the ground. She ended up popped right back. Like it took.
You
her
a
second,
she was out. She was out for a second. Amelia was like, "Nope, gotta keep going."
Collected herself, got up, and then laid waste.
Ended up walking through the humanoids with a concussion, bleeding
blood
from the face.
On her face. Just like come at me, Ryan.
Grandstanding and just being the man. Yeah. And I wish her a quick and speedy recovery.
Oh, but
she is wonderful.
I believe wholeheartedly Nia Jax either needs to go back to NXT or go home.
Yeah.
She's hurt enough people. She's known for her attitude problems. She doesn't care. She has no love for the business.
If there's any superstar who needs to go back to NXT for the purpose of it being a developmental area, it's Nia Jax.
Honestly, I don't want her in NXT. I don't want her in NXT for this one reason.
We have rookies in NXT
that are trying to come up into the future of the business. That want to be in this business. They want to be here. Nia Jax decided she can make a little bit more money working in the WWE, billed as The Rock's cousin, rather than be the former model she was, and, you know, she did fine enough work there. But no, I want to come into this thing, and I want to be on reality TV. I want to be on Total Divas. And now she's hurting talent that wants to be there, people that want to be wrestlers. Right. She's hurting them. She's throwing bad punches. She's destroying plans. She set the women's movement back at least 6 months. It's bullshit. We need to fire Nia Jax. Fire.
I have no problem with wanting to be on reality shows or Total Divas,
I need
eat a Timbit, Chad. You're all fired up here.
Speaking of Nia Jax, did you guys
see
what... I think
that's the definition of a hot take.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, the Nate Yard Dog
I'm
is
not.
Here, everybody.
NYD! NYD! NYD!
Roof! That's my dog right there.
I'm not sorry for what I said, but I'll always eat a Timbit.
Yeah, but you are calming down.
Nia Jax
have a nice sugar buzz there, Chad.
About the punch?
What?
I said, I don't know what they're doing with Nia, but did you see what she posted on Twitter?
Yeah, you have the tweet pulled up right there.
Yeah,
read it real quick, will you?
She was like, hey, we don't deliver mail. Things happen. But is anyone going to ask me how my fist feels?
I'll go suck a D.
Well, honestly, I don't have a problem with that.
Mo, have a Timbit.
he's eating a Timbit, and he's still fucking saying that.
But it was the very next day. It's like, it's so poor timing for this.
No way, man. Like, if that was instantaneously, then whatever. But even then, I don't have a problem with it. I had a lot of time to analyze this. And, like, when the Eddie Edwards thing happened, when he busted, busted him all up?
Sammy Callahan
busted his face all up with a baseball bat. We had a lot of time to think about where do we blur the lines between reality and, you know, works. Well, this stuff happened in the ring. We might as well acknowledge it and use it because people are talking about it, like it or not. Nia Jax isn't going anywhere.
Should she be
rewarded for this? No.
To analyze that tweet, though, it's strange because we don't deliver mail sounds like a, like, real-world excuse. And then she's going to, has anybody asked about my fist? It's a weird kind of blurring that I don't think...
Exactly.
I don't think it serves...
Cliff Clavin is so upset right now.
I don't think it serves any real master to make that tweet. It's also worth noting that a lot of times when wrestlers get injured at the hands of other wrestlers, veterans kind of come to their defense. Chris Jericho, famous for, like, hey, you know, business happens. Bubba Ray Dudley, famous for people get hurt. Both of them are like, nah, Nia's fucking reckless. The people that come to the defense of wrestlers who injure other wrestlers are not coming to Nia's defense.
Yeah, I heard.
And that's a big deal because that doesn't usually happen.
The silence is deafening.
Yeah, there's a radio show I heard with Big Show and Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that same situation. They were talking about the Becky Nia thing. They were like, yeah, that was just super stiff, out-of-nowhere punch. Like, the only thing we can say is that Becky is one of the, not just women, but toughest superstars out there, because not a lot of people would just get up and go right back to work.
Well, I not feel only that, too. It's, speaking of listening to radio stars, one that's made his name in the radio business that used to be a big wrestling superstar, Taz, that was...
Oh, yeah!
Crazy.
I haven't heard what he said.
Yeah,
he's not happy about it either.
Yeah.
No, the
is Nia on the card tonight?
Yeah, she's in the Survivor Series.
She's in the women's...
Okay. Oh, we need to see how long she lasts.
She'll be the first elimination.
I bet.
She might win it.
I bet they...
No, she might win it.
No, my bet is they do a spot where the entire SmackDown women's team just beats the fuck out of her.
What the hell was that?
What?
I don't know.
What? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, what do you
yeah, I don't know.
I wanted to say something, but I had my mouth full.
You came in here and did, like, flapped your arms.
Goat is doing... Goat is doing the Finn Balor pose some reason.
We're not Facebook Live-ing this right now, so people can't see you.
I thought there was a camera.
No, you don't know where the cameras I put in this house are.
But yeah, no, you guys do realize under my championship reign, we have had more Facebook Lives than ever. We have had more Comic-Con panels than ever. We are undefeated as a podcast at Comic-Con. Thank you very much.
Tribute undefeated
champion.
That's right. That's right. More views than ever. You're welcome.
The
you're
most
welcome.
Must-see undisputed podcast of the World Champion Tribute.
That's right.
And
do we have the card here? Are we going to start picking that? Oh, yeah, gave it. The Nate Yard Dog has the picks behind me because I want to retain my title. And if there's a pre-show match.
For the record, I am the defending Survivor Series champion.
Can Gilbert do that, please?
I don't know if there's one.
I don't mind it. He'll enjoy it. He'll enjoy it.
Oh shit!
I'm calling him out. Last time Nate Dogg did it, there were mistakes.
From what
I'm keeping my eye on you, sir.
All right. Okay.
I understand the Raw for SmackDown tag team Survivor Series matches pre-series.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Hit me up.
So what?
There are no championship matches besides the cruiserweight.
I put two for the cruiserweight.
Yes.
And tiebreaker for the pre-show.
Yes.
That's all I wrote down. So
is the cruiserweight on main card? Not the main card.
Listen, the pre-show is the.
Shush, you guys. This is what we're gonna do. All right.
Your hand didn't go up.
My hand goes up when Trebuchet's hand goes up.
I said
up,
shush. Your mouth goes shut. That's right. So, the champ is talking. Just you don't have a mustache anymore. I'm not intimidated by you. Just shut up.
That's fair.
Wow.
But for the one-on-one matches, 1 point. Mm-hmm. For the Survivor Series matches, for picking the right team, I want to do 1 point. But I also want like a bonus point for picking up the person that got Survivor. The final pin.
Who gets the final pin?
The final pin. Okay. Bonus point for that and all the Survivor Series matches.
Okay.
Yes.
And then worth noting that the pre-show match is the SmackDown versus Raw tag team 10-man match. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The,
not appropriate
20,
team.
Yeah, the 20-man.
Looks like.
Cruiserweight match is about to start.
Cruiserweight's going
to
be on the main
card? No, it's supposed to be on the main card.
I thought Cruiserweight was supposed to be on the main card.
I think it was previewing it.
Oh, that could be.
Let's just do the cruiser. Let's knock the cruiserweight one out right now, just in case.
Yeah, let's just do
it. Buddy Murphy, the defending champion, versus Mustafa Ali.
I'll take Buddy Murphy.
Me too.
Yeah.
Buddy Murphy.
I think I gotta go Buddy Murphy.
Nope.
I don't think he's gonna drop that title, but not to Mustafa Ali right now.
Not tonight.
He's gonna drop it at the feet of our goddess Alexa.
Heyo.
I mean, he does that every time. Like,
send your hate mail that goes.
He does that when they're home together.
He's already paged that title with.
Any mistakes this time,
Hellboy.
Goad, Robert Air Force, Showtime, and Mo are all on Buddy's team.
Same here. Sign Trebuchet up for Team Murphy.
Who we got, babyface?
I'm skeptical.
Is it 1 point for the on the Survivor Series matches? 1 point for the person, 1 point for the
team? See, I overthink things, so I'm just going to go. And I was
about to
so
I want to double check.
We don't know who's on every team yet either, as far as I can tell.
Hold on. Thought we did.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, it said TBD on one of the women's sides.
That's because...
we don't know who's filling Charlotte's place yet.
Oh, that's... Yeah, that's
right. There's, like, there's speculation it's Mandy Rose.
There was Mandy Rose on TV, literally. They come out 10 minutes
ago. She already
had
a SmackDown shirt on.
But
I think she's...
Well, yeah,
well,
that's
considering they have Sonya Deville, right. I wouldn't be surprised if they put Mandy
Rose. And then Raw.
Well, Charlotte still has a SmackDown shirt on because she's still doing.
I personally want them to pick both iconic.
Two TBDs on Team Raw, and I thought that was more settled than that. But I can't think of who
it
is.
Yeah, settled.
Mickey, Nia, Tamina.
Who are you still waiting for?
Natalya.
I don't have Natalya on here.
I'm like, we'll get into that when we
and then it. Ruby Riott.
My heart says
no. Oh, yeah.
But you also interrupted me. I was not done talking before we got that done. So does everybody have their cruiserweight picks in here?
We're waiting on Devin.
Okay.
My heart is saying
Mufasa. Wow, this fucking took a turn.
It's the circle of life, everybody. Yes, it is.
It's a path of lightning.
Was that an official pick?
No.
I do love his gear. His gear is really dope.
Mustafa's gear
is sweet.
Awesome.
He's got LED lights.
Oh, he's saying he's a goat now. Oh, boy.
I'm going to go Buddy Murphy, but I blame you two guys if I lose.
Fair.
Yes.
And in the typical Nate Yard Dog style, let's be contrarian, Mustafa Ali.
And this is the week that the Nate Yard Dog wins the title.
Right.
Because he hasn't been here in forever.
This is also the week Roy will cash in as soon as Nate wins it.
That's right. But
I'm going to go all Hardy Boys on this, and in my return win the championship.
Ooh.
He's going to end up winning mac and cheese fest. He didn't even bring mac and cheese. This motherfucker over here.
It's like Bobby Roode's going to win all the matches, right?
So exactly. For the tag team Raw versus SmackDown match, who do we got?
Oh, SmackDown has to win. I mean, there's just so much better talent on SmackDown.
What have I been saying on this whole, like, past year?
Walk with Elias?
I have, yeah, because WWE stands for what?
Walk with Elias!
Yes, AJ Double J Trebuchet?
Yeah, I've been saying that.
Liv Morgan Call Me?
Yeah. I'm glad you guys are listening.
Alexa Bliss is my future ex-wife?
Yeah. Baron Corbin's the next WWE champion?
I say a lot on this show.
Yeah. You have to be more specific. You do a lot of talking.
What have I been a separate podcast over everything Trebuchet says.
Whoa, so,
boy.
What I've been saying is, specifically is about Raw's tag team division and how it is, not trash, not waste, but garbage. It's hot garbage, so SmackDown's gonna win this.
It's not even hot, it's cold.
Like, I don't even care that they have garbage. The colons on that team. I'm still picking SmackDown.
The colons.
That's a deep cut.
Thank you. I know.
that was great. That was a good show.
The dirt sheet.
Yeah. I'll take SmackDown as well. And that should be that. I'm pretty sure that one's on the pre-show.
That's Rockstar Spud.
Oh, I thought it was Ellsworth for a second. Speaking of Ellsworth.
No. Oh, my God. Let's not talk about that.
Are you aware of what happened to Ellsworth?
No, what happened to Ellsworth?
Yeah. He's been accused of sending naked pictures to a 16-year-old girl.
Oh, no. It's been confirmed.
What? Somebody
let him out. Somebody put him on the chain.
That was supposed to be a Ellsworth is getting his due finally.
Bad dog.
No. Let's get a video podcast right now.
Should have Facebook Live this
Apparently, those pictures are actually out there, so I think it's semi-confirmed that
also,
as of one of my decrees during my administration here, I'm going to say that we're going to Facebook Live the next podcast, no matter what. Win, lose, or draw, that's happening. So.
Also,
stay tuned, y'all.
Enzo Amore kicked off off a flight for vaping.
Oh, my God.
I heard
is there a more in-character thing?
For getting kicked off a plane for vaping.
Honestly, I feel like the two headlines got switched. I feel like it should be the other way around.
My question is, what was in the vape?
You know what was in the vape. You probably
if he did not hit, he must have quit. That is what I am saying right now. I'm sure that's what he was saying to defend himself.
SmackDown versus Raw tag team.
I gotta go with SmackDown.
How about you, Robert Air Force?
Like I said, SmackDown. SmackDown's gotta win.
SmackDown, go to Juho.
Mm-hmm. I got SmackDown.
How about you guys make the stupid choice?
Hey, it's
Have
your
you
decision,
tried not being
Nate.
I gotta get my point somehow, Chad.
You can get points by not being contrary.
Cool. Either way, I'm going with Raw.
Okay.
But,
all right, but did you guys... the bonus point, who is going to score the pin here? And I am saying the Usos are going to get the final pin.
Well, this is can a tiebreaker. Are we giving a bonus point here?
Bonus point for all of the team ones.
Even though it's the pre-show, it's...
I'm point crazy. I'm like Bob Barker. I'm
giving it away. Air Force, can you pull up the tag teams in the match?
Yeah, I don't know if it's... Let me see.
Yeah,
SmackDown has got the Usos,
the New Day,
the New Brothers,
the New Day.
Do I need to get the Insanity? Or can I just get the team?
And the Colons.
It's the team.
The team.
The team.
That's right.
And
the Colon Cleansers.
Wait. And Raw has the Ascension, the B Team.
Yep.
B team.
Don't have anybody.
Heath and Slater. Slater and Rhino don't have a name, but they have them.
Okay. They don't have anybody.
I think
he's got kids. That's their name.
There's also
who want to know. Okay,
probably
Team SmackDown, the Usos, the New Day, Sanity, Luke Gallows, Karl Anderson,
the Good Brothers, the Club,
and the Clones. And then Team Raw is Bobby Roode, Chad
Gable.
The Revival, the B Team, Lucha House Party, and the Ascension.
Oh, Lucha House Party. I forgot about that. Oh, so not Slater.
Bobby Roode and Gable are the captains, by the way, in case anybody cares. And the Usos are the captains of the other team.
I'm going to go New Day gets the pin.
That's a safe pick right there.
Same here.
Ooh. Yeah.
Usos get the pin.
No, I think I'm going to go New Day gets the pin.
Okay, you can be wrong.
Oh. And this is gonna be great.
I'm gonna go Sanity.
Ooh.
Oh wow, that's
actually not as bad a pick as
I think. That's
no, that's a pretty good pick.
He just likes Eric Young.
Actually, anybody but the
Clones
are probably
Mickey
okay
James,
pick.
Hardcore Country, Cowboy James Storm,
Country.
Eric Young is a Impact Wrestling Tag Team Champion. There's all theme here.
Sure, I
prefer, Cody Gomes lives in Impact Wrestling via 2014.
I prefer Curry Man, but that's just me.
Curry Man, he is hot. He is spicy. Something like that.
So
whose
guys...
phone's going off? We're on a
all of ours.
We're doing a good podcast here.
Well, Matt, Daniel Ryan is asking what match.
Do we need
we'll
get him after the.
He should be here. He's the women's wrestling aficionado.
Give me that attitude, dog. I will send it over right now.
So,
I swear to God.
Did you guys hear that? WWE is.
She's got Usos taking his pin.
And because I'm wearing his shirt, I'm going with Roode and Gable.
Oh, my gosh.
And somewhere a wacky, wavy, inflatable two-man is smiling.
Did you guys hear that? Around January 2018, WWE is officially going to make January 2019.
What?
You said 18.
I meant 19. Anyway.
What's happening?
They're going to be officially signing new talent. Don't know who, but that...
They made it out that they're signing new talent?
Yeah, that's the word coming around. They're going to announce
I hope it's me.
Come January.
No, by the way, I don't know if you guys heard of this or not, but I have been getting fucking all kinds of, like, new followers on Twitter. Like, OVW Wrestling is now following me. I don't know if you know that or not.
I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
and also, I don't know why, I feel like I want a piece of double mint gum, because the Harp Twins retweeted
me. Oh, my gosh.
You're welcome.
And then they said you rock.
They did. You can check my Twitter.
Then he changed his Twitter profile that says in the tag of the profile, Harp Twins say I rock.
Huh, that's a great idea that he did that. I wonder who told him to do that.
It was wonderful. The hits keep on coming with under my administration, everybody. So
I'm going to go. I was hearing door noise.
Yep.
Okay. Goodbye.
So, what else we got here, Nate Dogg? Is that it?
I got Authors of Pain with Drake Maverick versus The Bar with The Big Show.
AOP.
I
got it. They're
See,
winners.
AOP...
best tag team in wrestling right now.
AOT, AOP needs to win this because, like, it will do nothing but hurt them. As for The Bar, like, it doesn't matter if they win or lose. But the Big Show is the, like, X factor that I'm not sure of.
Yeah. So, you're going AOP, but you're...
Come back to me.
Come back to you, okay.
That was just my hot take.
Maybe it's an earthquake.
So I got Mo with AOP. Who else do I got?
I'm also going to take AOP.
Give me The Bar and The Big Show.
They don't just raise The Bar.
They are The Bar!
Because I have a strategy as to how I'm picking all these, you guys. You wait. You wait. I will reveal it when
I will the take
crown jewel sets up.
The bar.
Wrong bar.
You can also be wrong.
You know what? Give me AOP.
Good. Babyface?
Good choice. Good
AOP.
Who's out there?
Good.
D.
Yeah, D.
And Nate Dogg's going with the bar, not to be a contrarian.
You
but I love
can
the
also
show.
Be wrong.
I love the Big Show too. I'm glad he's back.
Bray,
me too.
The Big Next slow. Up, I got Ronda Rousey
well, he's not fast.
Versus
he's
feet tall, Charlotte.
Ronda,
yeah,
no picks Ronda.
Ronda's gonna
it's
win.
More like Rey Mysterio slow. That's
this one's that's a bigger so this, the other. So I didn't bring this up when I was ranting about Nia needing Timbits. Is this was supposed to be the WrestleMania match? Ronda versus Charlotte was like the match they were banking on for Mania, so they're giving that away now.
Yeah.
Well, because now the hot match is Ronda versus Becky.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know what the call is here. I'm gonna say Ronda. It's gotta be Ronda.
It's gotta be, yeah. There's like no discernment.
That wasn't
choice.
Me, Ronda.
Cody Rhodes?
What's the top one?
No, it's not really.
No, the tough one is that one right there.
Yes. But I'm so bonus, so.
I'm gonna go Ronda.
Treb?
No.
I don't want Ronda to win, but.
I am going to go with Charlotte.
Woo!
Woo! In an upset.
Yeah, I was
gonna. What do you got, baby
face? I was gonna bring up a theory about
Rowdy
that.
One's turning a little bit heel right now, so I'm going with Charlotte.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
Huh. And Nate Dogg's on that train. Charlotte. Then I've got Seth Rollins, your Intercontinental Champion, versus Shinsuke Nakamura, the United States Champion.
This is, like, by far the most coin flip, like, toss-up match there
Here's
is on
my,
the card.
Here's the one that I am thinking, probably overthinking on, and I'm probably going to get wrong. I'm thinking Shinsuke is going to win because of Dean Ambrose.
Nope, I agree.
I cannot be further
no,
away
I agree with Mo completely on this one. I'm thinking okay. Shinsuke in the same position.
I don't. I want Seth Rollins to win, and I promised myself today that I'm going to go with who I want to win. Because that's what I did last year. And
I won.
I'm going Seth freaking Rollins over here.
I'm going to be so excited. I don't care.
I need to pick.
This match is going to be. This match should be great.
I need to pick a Raw team because I've picked all SmackDown so far. I don't know if you guys have noticed this or not. But I need to. In order. For my prediction to come true, I need to
Ryan
keep this going.
Ryan says SmackDown Insanity for the tag team match.
I saw.
Okay.
All
right. Who else do we need?
Sorry.
Space Force, you pick?
Not yet.
Not yet? Well, I'm calling on you.
All right. All right. Subject to change, but
uh-uh.
I think... hey, that's legal.
Nope. Mm-mm.
For now it is.
For now it is. Until I become champion and decide
well,
no more shenanigans.
I am currently champion, and it goes for now.
But
look who's the one in charge.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go Shinsuke.
You going Shinsuke?
Good yeah. choice. Good choice.
Mo, is that who you're going with too?
Are you
officially?
Serious?
Okay. I heard your whole rant.
Okay. I said, let me go first.
Yeah, you're
and
not
I
first.
Had this big old spiel, and I'm still being asked what my answer was.
Because you went all like, but I wanted to be Seth Rollins, so I just wasn't sure.
He's making sure he doesn't make any mistakes, and I appreciate it. I made
I'm
him feel
pretty
bad.
Sure that I went with Shinsuke. Because of Dean Ambrose shenanigans.
That's not what I have down, so if I get yelled at,
Dude,
it's not my fault.
We need a new
Joe
secretary.
Done.
I will.
I'm gonna let you listen to the podcast immediately after it's over, just
oh
so you
gosh.
Can double check everybody's picks if you would
I can't
like.
Wait. I can't wait to listen. To
I don't have to listen to the podcast. I'm just gonna take the clipboard and ask.
That's fine.
that
works
I'm,
too.
I'm kind of anal about stuff like that.
That's why he's rooting for the colognes, everybody.
Ah, it's funny.
No, this is why cleansers. I only do it during the podcast and then relinquish it afterwards.
That's sure,
it's fine.
Babyface,
Seth Rollins, Seth
freaking
Rollins.
Rollins.
Seth. Freaking Rollins!
Right.
Cody Goins, wherever you are.
Okay.
Seth Rollins. I got a Seth Rollins.
Okay, I might change. I might change my pick after the podcast.
You made him eat all that shit.
I know. That's the fireball talking, everybody.
He's
Yes, and Angry Orchard mixed together. It's a good combination.
That's a good combination.
They call it Angry Balls.
It's Angry Balls.
Angry Balls. God, that's relatable.
Cinnamon, all man.
Oh, of course.
I'm like, get away from the recording device when you're pouring that hair, fella. Safety first.
I'm not that drunk. Yeah.
And Nate Dogg's going Seth Rollins to bring us to our next match. To be honest, one of the ones I'm most excited for. Brock Lesnar, your Universal Champ, versus Daniel Bryan, the WWE Champ.
Daniel Bryan went heel, and a heel Daniel Bryan will beat Brock Lesnar every day of the week.
You know...
He's going to kick him in the balls. Just mark my words. He's going to kick him in the balls.
So I'm so happy for Daniel Bryan.
And then he will have angry balls as well.
Apparently, the way Daniel Bryan is acting now is much in the way of Bryan Danielson.
Yep.
I'm loving it.
I like the... I have so much hope for this of like...
Oh my God. What did you say a couple of weeks ago? Brian's done. His title run is done.
What?
They've been saying it all over the internet.
Yeah, no, look.
His push was done.
No, Dave Meltzer led me astray.
Funny how that happened. Why? That's all I said.
I think a lot of this has to do with them having creative shakeups. I think that Brian won because they need stuff going on.
It's kind of the shot in the arm.
My pick for tonight is Daniel Bryan, Nate Dogg, officially. I will say this. What I want to happen, what I think would be the best, it won't happen.
Beauty's coming out.
Yeah, they're doing the tag match in the pre-show.
Yeah, the tag team is the Survivor Series
pre-show
match.
Yeah, that's
what
we pictured
earlier. Yeah. What I wish would happen... is Daniel Bryan comes out, then Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman come out. They get in the ring. Bryan and Lesnar shake hands. Paul Heyman now represents them both. No match. Paul Heyman represents Bryan on SmackDown and Lesnar on Raw. That would be what I want. I won't happen, but I would want that.
That sounds stupid.
I didn't expect that response.
Look, from now on, I'm drinking before every podcast.
Look, here's
the best.
Here's was reaffirmed for me at the last pay-per-view.
It's fine.
Never bet against Brock Lesnar. While I do think this will be like a close match,
it
will go very well to show off Daniel Bryan's technical skills and whatnot. Brock Lesnar is going to win.
You're so wrong. Daniel Bryan's going to win. Paul Heyman did not give a spoiler on Raw, therefore Brock Lesnar is not going to win.
Cody, he did give a spoiler, but it was for AJ.
He didn't know. I'm serious. When Heyman says spoiler alert, count Lesnar every time.
That's accurate.
Daniel.
I think he's 100% on that,
look,
isn't he?
Because he gave a spoiler for Goldberg and he lost in 2 minutes.
Nobody remembers that.
Who's Goldberg?
Yeah.
Hey Mo, did you make an official pick yet?
Is that like Gold Dust?
I think it's gonna be a killer match, and I think Brock's gonna win because Brock just doesn't lose. I think
there's no reason to put Daniel Bryan.
I think just like last year, because right AJ, that match was great. That match, AJ and Brock, was great last year. I think we're going to have another one. I think we're going to have another incredible match where we're going to be jumping the whole time.
Daniel Bryan's kicking him in the balls, mark my words.
But I do think
if Brock wins,
angry balls!
Brock's going to win. I don't think it's going to be... I think it's going to be a suspenseful match.
I mean...
It may be.
It's going to be an F5 out of nowhere.
I mean, look, here's this, though. I mean...
I'm more of an Arn Anderson out of nowhere.
If Brock wins, it'll be via DQ.
I think there's also a chance that AJ...
If Lesnar just destroys Daniel, it's really hard to get him over as a heel.
I know.
If Daniel cheats and beats Lesnar...
It doesn't hurt Lesnar at all.
No, Lesnar loses nothing and it gets Bryan gets more heel momentum. Bryan is the right choice
to
win.
Don't talk him out. Don't talk him out of it.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm still not changing my pick.
That's
fair. Either way, I will sleep
Brock
tonight.
Brock is going to win, but only because Daniel kicked him in the balls.
Thank you. Thank you. If I don't win the title, I want you to do it because you're on that train.
I also have a feeling that...
The Good Brothers are coming up.
And I want Bryan to kick Brock Lesnar in the balls, so we're going Daniel Bryan.
It's not
going to
be a clean win by Brock. AJ is going to get involved because he got his head kicked in by Daniel Bryan on SmackDown.
Oh, there might be AJ shenanigans.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think AJ's
going to
They're going to
save that for SmackDown.
I think AJ needs a couple of weeks off.
Yeah,
anyway.
I know.
He's been going nonstop.
He needs a break.
What do we got next, Nate Dogg?
Oh, it's time for the fun ones.
love the New Day.
This has to be the women's, like.
I love Big E.
For your 5-on-5 Women's Survivor Series elimination match, we have Team Raw consisting of Mickie James, Nia Jax, Tamina, two people that you guys told me about that I forgot.
Natalya and Ruby Riott.
Thank you. Versus Team SmackDown with Naomi, Carmella, Sonya Deville, Asuka, and Mandy Rose.
Champ, excuse me. Do we have a point or two for the final score of Raw and SmackDown?
I think with all of our picks, like picking each side, I think it'll end up being that anyways.
Okay. Look, here is... But, I'm just going to go first to give you my hot take and end all debate, because this is how it's going to go down.
Oh,
remember, really? I need both a team and a final pinner.
Give us both, yeah.
SmackDown is going to win because Asuka is just going to go out there.
Oh, she probably will.
She's going to destroy at least half the Raw's team, ending up with her getting the final pin.
All right, so ready for a hotter take, everybody?
Yes.
Yeah.
Raw's going to win, and Nia Jax is going to score the final pin. Alexa Bliss is the team captain for this, and they love pushing her. This very well may be the only match Raw wins tonight, because they keep saying that SmackDown hasn't won in 2 years, so SmackDown's going
to
win tonight.
No, I think it's going to win. They deserve to. It's been a better show.
And so the only Raw teams I'm picking are Seth Rollins and the women here. That's it. SmackDown's winning everything
else. Can I get a rundown of the
Nia Jax.
Can I get a rundown of the participants one more time, please?
Okay, for Team Raw, we have Mickie James, Nia Jax, Tamina, Ruby Riott, and...
Natalya.
For SmackDown, we have Naomi, Carmella, Sonya Deville, Asuka, and Mandy Rose.
We think Mandy Rose.
I'm going to take...
It says Mandy Rose.
I am going to... I'm going to take Raw winning, and I believe... I believe Natalya is going to get the submission.
I think the Riot Squad, or Ruby Riott and her, are going to get into it, and I think they're both going to go out soon. Because the Riot Squad's been feuding with Natalya, yeah. They broke Jim the Anvil Neidhart's glasses in front and everything.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
I missed that development.
Yeah.
That was quite the thing.
So I don't think that Natalya or Ruby Riott's going to be out there for the whole time, but, you know, I'm just right all the time.
I'm going to take Joe's pick. I'm going to go Raw and Nia. I think Alexa Bliss is going to help out a little bit.
No, Alexa is going to be the reason why Raw wins.
Exactly.
Good captaining and whatnot, you know.
Oh, they want
to. Oh, captain, my captain.
Oh, yes.
side note. Mo, are you trying to kill me? There's a lot of fireball in there.
No, it's fine.
Hey,
it's
fireball in the Angry Orchard.
You drink Four Locos.
Phenomenal.
You've
never
handle
had
it.
That before.
My uncle drank more fireball than that this minute, I'm sure.
That's accurate.
Should get you to my level.
Hey, Mo,
you know what? To keep on pace, I'm going to do the same as Raw and Nia.
Oh my god.
You guys are all going Raw and Nia. I'm going Raw and I may change to. We'll talk about it. It's fine.
Look at that collection of talent in the ring. Oh, here comes the Revival.
I fucking hate the Revival.
Say yeah! If I wasn't a fan, I would have picked Asuka.
Yeah, there they are, but where's the rest of them?
No flips, just
you know what?
Those sawed-off midgets.
I'm going to go, are you ready for the hottest take of them all? Especially coming out of Nate Dogg's mouth. All
right, hit me up, Nate, NYD.
It's going to be SmackDown with Carmella getting the final pin.
Wow.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Drunk Mo is best Mo.
He's so sassy. It's
true, isn't it?
House party.
For someone that has been
anti-Carmella since before he even knew Carmella existed.
But have you been? Have you seen Truth TV or anything, Nate?
I'm not.
Okay, I think you would like new Carmella.
Dance break.
She changed her hair and now she's a face. And,
Wait, Carmella with face?
Yeah, Carmella's a face with R-Truth right now.
Carmella has a distinct Ariana Grande vibe going on.
They had a little segment earlier where R-Truth pulled his R-Truth move and was like getting all excited, and they're like, wait, this is a women's match.
Speaking of R-Truth and...
Y'all be good.
The Fabulous Truth. Did You guys knew that the mixed match challenge actually has like high stakes for the winner this year, right?
What do the winners get?
The winning team, like, they get the last entry spot in their respective Rumble match.
That's relevant.
All right,
yeah,
that's relevant
as hell.
I will catch up on that, and I will get back to you, Trebuchites, with my picks on that. So don't you worry.
Fair enough.
Are we ready for the final pick?
Yes, final picks, and then we can watch this Survivor Series tag team match because it's about to start.
For your men's Survivor Series 5-on-5 elimination match.
Sounds sexy.
Team Raw featuring Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, and Bobby Lashley with Baron Corbin and Leo Rush versus Team SmackDown featuring The Miz, Shane McMahon, Rey Mysterio, Samoa Joe, and Jeff Hardy.
I am going to take SmackDown, and I want to take Jeff Hardy, but I'm going to take Samoa Joe.
Raw and Braun Strowman.
So I got a Smack with Samoa.
Yep.
And
that sounds like a terrible drug deal.
Yeah.
And I've got a Raw with Braun.
Yeah. Moe's got the right idea. Raw and Braun Strowman's gonna get...
But I think he's gonna eliminate Drew somehow. Drew and Dolph eliminated.
I'm gonna go SmackDown Shane.
I, too, am going SmackDown Shane because Shane is the best in the world. We all knew that. Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler's the second best in the world.
It's a small world after all.
Pretty good.
I know.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
You
gotta keep getting drunk.
Wait, okay. What Air Force would you have?
Raw and Strowman.
But what I want to happen is I want Bobby Lashley to get the pin.
Lashley!
Because of the 24-year-old piece of gold, Leo Rush. I love him so much. He's so awesome.
Hold up.
So can I get a baby face pick before we get a hold up?
My man, Bobby Lashley.
SmackDown Rey Mysterio.
That's a good pick.
Thank you, Devin. I would like to say a few words, if I may.
No, he may.
Sure.
Can I get a hot sec to make my pick?
Hit pause, mate. I'm a champion. You listen to me.
This needs to be said.
The champion has
spoken. It comes to my attention that I have been misquoting Leo Rush for a few weeks.
Truth. I had to take him down.
I swore I had heard him just say 23-year-old gold. Apparently, he's now 24, and it's 24-year-old piece of gold. I have been misquoting him. I apologize. This is Showtime Schultz. I misheard. I apologize. I was wrong. I will forever... now quote him correctly. I'm feeling that fireball.
Yeah.
In honor of this apology, I just have three words. Lashley.
That's so good.
Leo Rush, thank you for accepting my apology.
Yes. Send your hate mail to at Goad.
Absolutely. Anyway, you were saying, hey, Doug.
I had to put my Vince voice on for you. I was like, hey, pal. You know that.
We definitely had a sit down.
Yeah. Trebuchet, we've been friends for a while.
Yeah, what's up?
And I will say, for some reason, I'm feeling a little bit of you when I make this last pick.
Oh, please. Oh, I know what you're doing. I love this. This is great.
Get your hands out of his pants.
I'm doing Team SmackDown with The Miz.
Miz. Yes. 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 Those kicks are amazing that he does. You guys know that, right?
History.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So is that all of our picks here, Nate Yard Dog?
Yep. I'm officially done with the clipboard, so people don't yell at me.
All right. Cool. We are to final thoughts. Hit me up. Upper lip.
It's been a good reign for you, Trebuchet. You brought us to Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can take all the credit you want.
I am.
You will. Five. So I'm just going to let you.
Podcast has had 500 views on the Facebook.
Yep.
Just for that one event, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty big deal.
Yeah. Some people have reigned for zero, you know?
Ben? I'm kind of a big deal.
Cough everyone else. All right. I'm looking forward to Survivor Series. Looking forward to a SmackDown win.
Looking forward to mac and cheese.
Looking forward
mac
to
and cheese. Gonna
I'm looking forward to mac and cheese too. I mean, that's the
thing. I just love Lucha
macaroni, cheese. What could go wrong? What could go wrong?
Could it be more Midwest than here?
Yeah. So, yeah. And I'm looking forward to, most of all, taking that championship from you when I win the picks tonight.
We shall see. We shall see. All right. Final thoughts. Drunk Mo.
Oh, hey. So, yeah. I don't even remember any of the picks that I made.
Would you like really the clipboard care. Or
no,
can
I'm
you
good.
Not read
I'm
it?
Good. But kind of a huge part of me hopes that sometime during the Women's Survivor Series match, when Nia Jax is in the ring, Becky Lynch comes out and hits her straight in the face with a chair. Probably not going to happen, but yes, I think she should go. I think something bad should happen to her tonight. I think I picked her, actually, to win. just to stay even, but...
I love Drunk Mo.
Either way, I'm going to sleep very well tonight. So, I am looking forward to everything that's going on tonight. Looking forward to...
And send your hate mail to that goat, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm still waiting for it. So, I'm checking the hate mail right now, and we have none.
Good.
Someone needs to fix that.
Moving on, Robert Air Force.
Yeah. Final thoughts, Demon Force over here.
Well, all right. I think with the way my picks lined up, Raw's going to end up going over tonight. And definitely Asuka is going to be the defining force for SmackDown. And Becky is the best thing WWE has right now on the main roster. And that's undisputed.
Nice. That was a nice little
tag there.
Nobody saw that.
Yeah. Facebook Live is next episode. You're fine. You've had your final thoughts. You're fine. All right. Final thoughts, babyface.
Oh, speaking of Comic-Con, I do recall almost single-handedly kicking your guys' ass.
That is true. She was going to get upset.
Three claps for Devin.
Representing
the fans well.
Not once in a while. I mean, what can you say?
She killed it out there.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
No kidding.
So, your final thought?
That was my final thought, okay. But I almost whipped your ass.
Final thought?
It's a good final thought.
Go over here, Nate Yard Dog.
So, I want to clarify something from earlier in the podcast when I did that woo on James Ellsworth. It was to woo the fact that he's finally getting his comeuppance because I've never liked him, and I apologize if that got misinterpreted in any way.
He did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Since she wasn't a woman yet.
He did. Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Send your hate mail to him.
Yeah, don't put that on go.
I can't. I won't even do that.
But final thoughts, pretzels are delicious. All
right.
Pretzels are delicious.
Final thoughts, showtime.
I'm still digesting his final thought. My final thoughts are, that is right, Devin did in fact almost win
sober,
the contest.
Dog, right?
I'm having my final thoughts, Nate Dog. Devin did almost beat us,
yes.
But almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. Because the champions are Trebuchet, Showtime, Trebuchet, Too Dank.
Just Too Dank. That is Trebuchet time, everybody.
Love you, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Final thoughts, Trebuchet.
All right. My final thoughts are the tiebreaker, because I was interrupted and I was going to tell you guys what the tiebreaker was going to be, but we never came back to it. The tiebreaker, I'm changing from WWE 12 in true heel fashion. I'm changing it to Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. That will be the tiebreaker. And I can't wait for Ryan to show up. Or to not show up and bitch about not winning the title.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for that at all.
It'll
That's going to be wonderful.
Tony
Hawk's Pro Skater HD, the one on the PlayStation 3.
Okay.
Head-to-head.
Can I get a final thought reaction to that?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Fuck.
It was yet to be done. And then I just want
to...
I would like to dedicate this podcast to my dad and just end it with this. Feed me more. Feed me more! Feed me more!